Welcome to the Healthy Vibes Podcast. I'm Kelly Renato, a mom of two with a passion for helping you live well and have the courage to show up for yourself and your family. My goal each week is to give you a quick dose of courage and empower you to pause more, slow down, and not feel pressured or distracted by this world, and to remember that you always have a choice. I'm so grateful you're here. Let's get started. Hey there, welcome to the Healthy Vibes Podcast. I'm Kelly Renato, and I thank you so much for sharing your time with me today for a quick bit of encouragement. Today, I want to talk about letting go and holding on all at the same time. And I'm sure, possibly, you might have something in your life that you're feeling this. I'm feeling it in two places right now, with my teens and with my mom. With my parents, I felt that over the last few years. But with my teens, I've had this conversation recently with people, and there's a lot of letting go we have to do as our kids get older. And I am not an expert by any means in parenting. When I share this kind of stuff, I share what I'm learning, what I've experienced, what I believe has helped me. And it is absolutely okay for you to have a different opinion. I love different opinions, but I'm telling you my experience, hoping that maybe it helps you. Because I've learned I had to shift the way I parented, the way I approach my kids. I strongly recommend the book, Love Language of Teens. Super good book. I love the love language of kids, I think, for kids. Either way, good book. Learning how to connect still with your teens, but let go, a lot of letting go, helping when they need or they ask, but allowing them that independence and that space and not trying to control all their decisions. I feel that they're closer to being adults than kids, and I feel like I'm raising adults. That's what I want them to be. And if I constantly control and tell them what they should do or make them do what I should say, or not allow them other opinions, not allow them to fall, to experience hardships, I believe I'm not doing my job. And it is hard, but I know I have to release my grip. When I feel fear, you know, when they start driving, when they want independence, they want to go places. Every kid is different. Every situation is different. Every, whatever they ask is different. I understand this, but I feel that when I can, I allow them independence little by little by little. I allow them to make their decisions, them to make their choices. I give them, I see myself now as a guide for them, support for them, a place to fall, a place that loves them no matter what. And I give them my thoughts. Like, I will absolutely say, listen, I think this is a good idea. I think this is what you could do. I think this would be a good plan. But I also say, it's up to you. You make the choice, but these are your options, and this is how it could play out. The consequences are yours. I tell them that. I'm letting you make the choice because you got to learn to, but I give them some guidance. You know, you have to deal with whatever the consequence is. Because hard situations happen. I mean, grades in school. I feel like I don't punish for bad grades. I feel that the consequence is there if there is one. And I don't believe grades are an example of who my kid is becoming. There's so much more to life than a grade and what happens in a classroom. And everyone is different. And I see it as, you know, what is your goal? What are you trying to achieve? If your kid wants to get into a really prestigious university, then their grades are really going to matter. So again, every situation is different. But I'm not going to force my kid to do their assignment. I'm going to encourage them. I'm going to remind them if I see something's missing or happened, but at some point they got to learn how to do it on their own, and they got to feel the consequence of whatever it is they do. And if I don't want them to fall to peer pressure, I don't force them into doing everything. Because I do believe
if you're constantly forcing your kid to go to the party, go to this, go to that social engagement, do everything, that's exactly what I feel like they're becoming, is that bird that falls to all the pressure of society of what we should be doing. And everyone's different. Some kids love all of it. Go, go, go. But are they going for the right reasons? Are they enjoying what they're going to? Are they enjoying time with friends? Are they around friends that are good for them? I feel that you have to think, what do I want for my kid? What do I want my kid to learn while they're under my roof? I want them to feel confident. This is me. You have to make this list for yourself. I want them to believe in themselves. I want them to be who they are, not who society, pressure, teachers are telling them to be. I want them to be who they are. And I want them to walk with confidence in that. So sometimes that is going against the grain of what is being asked of them. And that's when my kid questions a teacher, doesn't want to go to an event at school. Like, I have to look at that for my kid. If that's not what they're wanting, we want them to do those things. At least I do. I want my kid to question something that maybe he doesn't believe in, or not go to something that she doesn't feel comfortable. Like if my kid gets an invitation and they're like, that's not really what I want to do, I don't force them, because that becomes to me the adult fear of missing out, the adult peer pressure of going to every social engagement you get invited to. If they can't learn to say no, they're not going to learn to say no when they're older. I want my kids to love Jesus. So when that is most important, there's a lot of questioning that goes on at the church or church classes that they've gone to over the years where I felt was not pulling them closer to Jesus. So to me, the walk with Jesus is in their day-to-day life. And that's where I try to push it. You know, going to God first, thinking about reading scripture first, reading a devotion, praying, asking God for help. Like, I send them to Jesus first. And it's not always church or a class. And there's a lot of good in that. But as we all know, sometimes church isn't where you feel belong or loving. We've been in churches for years where I felt it wasn't bringing us closer to Jesus. It wasn't showing my kids that Jesus was love and grace and forgiveness and, you know, all of that. So I had to figure out what was bringing us closer to that. I want my kids to think outside the box. I want them to follow their own path. And that's when it comes to college, big colleges, sending out applications, all of this, you have to choose for your kid. So are you choosing for what you want your kid to learn, or are you choosing for the pressures of this world? And this is where letting go and holding on come in. Because I feel like if we're really choosing for what we want our kids to learn, there's a lot we have to let go of. The pressures of the world, what we, you know, the comparison, the fear, letting them make their decisions, letting them walk their path, letting them fail, letting them mess up. And holding on to me is being there for them, helping guide them, even when they're making different choices than you would agree with. Being their place to fall, letting them have a house at home, you know, a home that they feel comfortable going to. When they have a bad day, I don't beat them down more. I try to give them love, point them to the right place. And yeah, sometimes it's hard truths that I tell them too, but they still are making their own choices. So letting go and holding on is so hard, but we have to let them go. We got to let them forge their path, make their mistakes, make their choices. But if they're doing all the things differently than you think they should do, you still got to be there for them. I believe you got to be their place to fall. We are the one place that they can fall, they can come to, and they should be able to be honest about the choices they're making, even if we don't always agree with them. And I'm not talking about bad things. I'm just talking about choices in life as to maybe what they want to do, the sport they're playing, where they're showing up, where they're not, you know, social stuff, all of that. Of course, if we're making, I mean, they still got to learn consequences, and we just have to be their guide. I feel like we are a big guide, and it's not about not being their friend. Everyone says you can't be your kid's friend. I get that, but you really are their friend. You're an honest friend that tells them when they're making bad choices and tells them when they shouldn't do it. As they get older, absolutely be honest with them. I hope our friends are being honest with us. Are they? Be honest, but you're there for them no matter what. And the other side of my life where I'm feeling this is as our parents get older and letting go and holding on. And this is hard because it's a different, like you can't do all that you want. You have to let go and give God so much when your parents get older because you can't fix it all. I can't be there for it all. I can't do everything they want to do, but I can hold on and still treat them as a human that they want to be treated. I think as people get older, a lot of people dismiss them, don't give them the attention, you know, make them feel like they can't make decisions because they've lost so much. But no, I can't be there every single day for my mom. I can visit her. I can talk to her every day on the phone, no matter what. I let her tell me stories. I make sure she feels loved, appreciated, that she matters. And I give all that I can, but I also realize, and I realize this with my dad, my in-laws, my aunt, there's so much you have to let go of, so much that is out of your control and you have to release the grip. And you just don't know what you have left. You don't know the time you have left, so I have to let it go and do all that I can right now. So I just want you to remember that there's so many times in life we have to learn to let go while still holding on. And letting go is so hard, but that's where God surrendering, my daily surrender journal helped me so much and still does in letting go. And this week, I just want you to see where are you gripping? Where are you trying to control so much with your kids? Maybe it's your parents, maybe it's something else in your marriage, and you have to let go and trust God in the situation. And find where you can let go and where you can still hold on so that you can make your relationships as good as possible with your kids in these years that are so hard and with your parents too, or whatever relationship you might relate to this as well. So thank you for being here. Share this with someone that maybe could use this encouragement, and I just wish you the best week. Take care.